WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Monday's Bryan School Board meeting included filling six administration openings.
That includes new principals at four elementaries, Branch, Mitchell, Neal, and Kemp Carver, along with two directors.
I will tell you the exciting thing about our hires is that here we are at the very beginning of May, and administratively we're pretty much hired, and which makes us happy.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says at least one principal vacancy. He says Bowen Elementary Principal Huria Lakhani is stepping down to start a family. Dr. Wallace says he hopes to have a recommendation for the district's next athletics director when the board meets May 19. And he says a recent job fair resulted in hiring 23 teachers for next year, all with at least 2 years' experience and all who will be going to at-risk schools.
We watch you write a lesson plan. We watch you teach that lesson plan. Then we do a panel interview, and then you go before district administrators for a panel interview. So we vet these out very carefully, and we're hoping it'll pay dividends in the classroom.
In other personnel actions, the board hired Bryan ISD's new director of curriculum and instruction and the district's first fine arts director. Biographies of the new administrators are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The driver of a pickup south of downtown Bryan wasn't able to avoid getting hit by a train, and that closed several railroad crossings Monday afternoon for the better part of 2 hours.
That train stretches from Dodge and Finfeather all the way past Graham Road, so it'll cross over 29th Street, and then it curves towards 2818 and crosses over Graham Road and Brazos.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the train clipped the back end of the truck. The driver was taken to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. May is Travel and Tourism Celebration Month at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB spokesman Jordan Meserol says it began Monday with a hospitality celebration luncheon.
We just honor and recognize a few of our partners in the community that have really helped with the tourism.
A list of winners is online at WTAW.com. The CVB's next event is next Monday, the community celebration at Wolfpin Creek Park.
It's just a celebration of everything that makes Aggieland great. We expose it to the community to say, look at all these people that welcome visitors to our community and make coming to Aggieland so great.
There's no charge to attend and no charge for businesses to set up a booth or display. The recent household hazardous waste collection event generated the largest accumulation of outdated prescription drugs. Deputy Ed Frank of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says more than 1,400 pounds were collected in three full-sized SUVs.
They take it back to DEA Houston and they incinerate through a filtered incinerator, through a company that does that. And so it's not going into the groundwater, it's not going into the landfills, it's actually being incinerated properly, so it's out of the hands of anyone that may abuse it, and it's not contaminating our earth.
For those who missed the hazardous waste collection, outdated drugs can be dropped anytime in the lobby of the sheriff's office. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Guys get the stereotype of being a lunkhead for things like Mother's Day because we notoriously make very bad decisions. Here's a good decision for you guys. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Gift certificates from Boardwalk Spa are an excellent gift for the holidays, graduation, birthdays, Mother's Day. Now, the thing that's cool about these gift certificates, they're good for any service. Makeovers, massages, body treatments, the extreme eyelash things the girls like. And Boardwalk Spa and Nail Salon will give the lady of your life exactly what she wants. And it's as good as money. They've got a neat little boutique shop there so she can go shopping. She can get a massage, get her nails and toes done, whatever the case may be. Now, for pricing, go to BoardwalkSpa.com or call 260-7726. I've known Patrice and the gang at Boardwalk Spa for over 10 years, and they treat you like $1 million every time. Top-of-the-line products, top-of-the-line service, and there's no better personal touch than at Boardwalk Spa. Boardwalk Spa and Nail Salon, more than just a spa. Gift cards are available. Again, go to BoardwalkSpa.com. And when you do, Tell them KO said, hey.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Bright sunshine today. Temperatures are going to be warm. They'll work their way up to 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds, they're going to move in during the day tomorrow. Highs are going to be around 85. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, near 70 degrees. Thursday, lots of clouds. May even see a shower or a thunderstorm come through. By Thursday afternoon, highs once again should be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with A&M outfielder Nick Banks. He's tabbed as the SEC Freshman of the Week. The A&M men's golf team is selected for the Raleigh-Durham sectional, or the regional of the golf tournament. And the high school playoffs are set with Bryan and College Station. We'll get all of that and more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
It's 7:12 right now. It's time for Guns N' Roses. Guns first. There's a new gun that's got some folks up in arms a little bit. It's a type of smart gun. Only fires when the shooter is wearing a microchip-embedded wristwatch that identifies him or her as the authorized user. When a Maryland gun store owner named Andy Raymond tried to sell the item, technically called the IP-1, he received numerous threats from gun rights activists. He's taken to sleeping in his gun shop. Last week, the CEO of that company that makes the guns said that he had been receiving threats as well, had photos of his home posted online after an article about the gun appeared in NRA's political blog. A gun shop in suburban Los Angeles has agreed to sell the firearm called CalGuns, until CalGuns.net, which is a forum on Second Amendment rights advocates, found out about that. So within days, the smart gun merchandise disappeared from the stores. NRA spokespeople tell the New York Times the industry wasn't opposed to the technology, but claim the technology isn't ready, and we believe that the market ought to work. Yeah, because, I mean, if you need your gun and you're not wearing the wristwatch, that wouldn't do you much good, would it?
You'd have to sleep with it on if somebody broke into your house.
See how all that works. By the way, did you know that the NRA headquarters is a gun-free zone?
No, I did not.
No. Guards can carry guns. Folks who work there can carry guns, but no one who visits can bring a gun into the NRA headquarters. A little unusual. Didn't know that until this morning, so we'll see how all that works out for you.
Ironic.
Yes. Okay, now on to roses. Controversy in the halls of Washington, D.C., because there's a shadow war going on. You see, imported flower arrangements are being used, and American floral tycoons have had enough. The New York Times reports the number of lobbyists representing the domestic flower industry has succeeded in pressuring the First Lady to use American-grown flowers in all White House arrangements. There's a history to this, believe it or not. You can go back and find it. Jacqueline Kennedy liked French-inspired arrangements, and Rosalind Carter used low-cost forsythias at the dinner celebrating the 1978 Camp David Accord. Nancy Reagan was the First Lady when the United States started air freighting imported flowers from all over the world. So she kind of set the tone, and everybody kept rocking with it until now. American flower growers began having trouble in 1991, the year the U.S. signed free trade agreements with some South American countries. Colombia has a lot of them. They sell a lot of flowers up here in U.S. America. So as a result, one Democrat from California, which is a major flower-producing state, lobbied the president to switch to American-produced flowers while they were on Air Force One. Just saying. Can't kick him off the plane, so that's the time to do it. After the first lady used American-grown bouquets at a recent state dinner, another Democrat from California wrote a meaning-laden thank you note that said, "I was so pleased to see that the dinner included blue and purple irises grown in my home state." So there you go. Who even knew that floral arrangements were the subject of a heated debate? That's why we're here, so that we can let you know about that. Turns out that there was a 1987 op-ed piece that argued against promoting the interest of domestic flower growers in the New York Times. Oh, first world problems.
Yeah.
First world problems.
Hey, at least we ain't peeing in the streets.
That's right. If you weren't with us last hour, you missed
it. Now you know.
Gotta love the guys from Philly's PYT restaurant. They've created all sorts of novelty burgers, including a deep-fried Twinkie burger, a spaghetti burger. That would be probably messy to eat.
Yeah. I don't know. Spaghetti tacos are pretty good.
I'm saying, though, when you squish the burger down, what's going to happen?
Depends on how thick the spaghetti is.
Okay.
It'd be like a sloppy Joe.
Could be.
Or if you get that one long noodle and you end up slurping half your burger in.
Now, that would be uncool.
That wouldn't look good. They did also a burger with deep-fried lasagna slabs.
Okay. Oh, there's a new burger with Pabst Blue Ribbon on it.
That's the one right there. It's the fried chicken and beer burger. Sandwich is on Facebook's page of these guys. Includes a southern fried chicken patty slathered with pimento cheese stacked with... Well, you don't like pimento cheese?
I have an issue with pimento cheese from a long time ago.
All right, so wait. No, so it's pimento cheese and mayonnaise and mustard and ketchup? Is that pretty much right?
No, he likes ketchup.
No, I love ketchup.
Ketchup.
And mayonnaise and mustard are okay in very, very small quantities.
I got you. Okay.
But on a road trip as a younger man, I got a hold of bad pimento cheese and regretted it for several days.
You know, it was probably okay until you left it in your car at room temperature for 7 hours.
Nope.
And then it wasn't.
No, it wasn't it.
Well, that science experiment that was growing on top of it was something you shouldn't have consumed.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. That was not a pleasant time.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so it's southern fried chicken patty slathered with pimento cheese. Are you listening, KFC? I'm just saying. Are you listening? I don't know what you want to call it. But you know, go ahead and do a little pimento cheese thing on there and come up with a limited time offer at your store.
I don't think pimento cheese exists in fast food circles.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You never see it. You're right.
It just crossed my mind.
Wow. Maybe we need to have a focus group.
I'm wondering.
Okay. Pimento cheese.
Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun with pimento cheese.
Yeah. Doesn't read real well, does it? Anyway, they stack in the lettuce, the tomato, the pickled green tomatoes, and a crunchy fried wonton that is filled with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. And it kind of explodes. Remember that gum they used to have that had that squishy stuff, had the liquid in the middle? I forget what they called that stuff.
Oh, anyway, I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, bring plenty of napkins. That's it. It's the Pabst Blue Ribbon fried chicken beer burger. Couldn't be much better than that. Oh, all right. So how are our gas prices doing? I don't buy gas, and so I don't pay attention to
that.
They
are
going up.
Going back up, but hovering it high.
Okay. Well, after a recent upward surge, gas prices are a little lower as of yesterday than they were a week ago. And some analysts say that maybe the worst of this season's price shocks for consumers is over.
Didn't it go up at the beginning of the summer?
Yeah. Well, because they have to, you know, they have to reformulate. Remember how they always tell us that? They got to go offline to reformulate.
Okay.
Okay. Gallon of regular gas costs $3.67 a gallon on Monday, according to the national average calculated by the automotive group AAA. That's down from $3.69 a week ago, so down a couple of cents. But gas prices are still high enough to make consumers' eyes widen a little bit as they approach the pump. Today's prices up 10 cents from a month ago and about 36 cents higher than it was when the year began. AAA predicts that the national average for gas has already peaked or is close to doing so for this spring. If that forecast is correct, then gas prices could decline in the advance of the summer driving season when, as we mentioned just a moment ago, the annual switchover to the summer formulas for gas concludes. Okay, see how that works out. And again, I don't know what the prices are here, but all right. when moms told Kohler that they were worried about the germs on toilet handles, the manufacturer came up with a solution. That's right, toilets that flush with the wave of a hand. In addition to introducing new models, the company also has created a kit to convert existing single-flush toilets into non-touch flush.
Come on.
That's what it says.
Hey, if you don't have to touch to get a napkin,
yeah,
why not? You know, there's a lot of sinks. You don't touch the sink anymore. You don't touch to get anything to dry your hands. Why not a no-touch toilet?
Well, I mean, sure. Well, they got them in, you know, in commercial situations.
Sure.
Anyway, so far, Kohler's toilets include a sensor that lets you wave your hand over the toilet to make it flush. Bring like your 4-year-old in and say, "Watch this." They'll think you're all powerful. I did that with my kiddo once with a remote control fan, ceiling fan. Wow, Dad! Yeah. Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing fine. And you?
Just fine.
Okay.
Hey, just got a question for you. If you're going to have a toilet that has electronics in it, don't you have to plug it in? Just for an extension cord all the way around the bathroom.
Try it at Fred Seafood Market. You'll find the freshest shrimp and crab in town. If you're looking for Chilean sea bass, tuna loin, oysters, mussels, jumbo shrimp, and ceviche, it's at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. The weather is perfect to start using your grill. So stop by Fred and Fred's for their ready-to-cook seasoned fish for quick, healthy dinners. Fred and Fred Seafood Market. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Find them on South College, just south of the farm patch. Aggie owned and operated.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Acme Glass has been around, gosh, since 1946, downtown Bryan, and they're still doing what they did then, and that was great service for your glass needs or your glass wants. And it really doesn't matter what the situation is, but most often people are in touch with Acme Glass because they have some sort of an emergency situation where they need to get a piece of glass replaced. And Acme Glass responds to that, and they always have. Now, remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, and that's convenient for you. Maybe you've got a vehicle that has a glass problem, and you can't give it up during the week, so open a half day on Saturdays, and that makes it convenient. Could be that you've got a do-it-yourself project that you want to work on the weekend. That half day open means that you can go by there, get a piece of glass cut to size or something done with maybe a mirror, and you can go on with your project. So Acme Glass there to help you out when you want to get a project done as well. And it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial application, one for your vehicle, one for your home. Acme Glass can do that for you. Maybe you just want to add some glass to your home, maybe you're remodeling or you're building. You know, there's a drama to glass that you can do, and you can see examples of work that Acme Glass has done here in Bryan College Station and all over the Brazos Valley. Just stop in and let them show you some of those. So they've got two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one across from the main entrance at A&M. Acme Glass, when you need glass and want glass.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Sunday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Aggieland Credit Union, Attorney Chad Jones, The Chocolate Gallery, and George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Voting begins Sunday, June 1st for the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173 at Norma G Tractor.
Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free. You get top dollar for your trade-ins. And you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Kind of breezy out there today. Winds gusting up to maybe 25 miles an hour, actually, today and tonight, and then tomorrow as well. So just so you happen to know, that is going to kind of dry things out a little bit. 85 both days. Good news is, though, we got some rain in the forecast. It's 20% on Wednesday night. Thursday, with a high of 86, is up to a 30% chance of rain, 40% on Thursday night, and then 50-50 on Friday and Friday night. High temperatures still will be in the 80s. Right now, winds are out of the south at 7, 97% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies, and we're looking at 63 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Virginia's new Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe is pulling an Obama. On the national level, Obama rules by executive action, ignoring Congress and the Constitution. On the state level, Obama's mini-me, Governor McAuliffe, wants to bypass the Republican-dominated House of Delegates. McAuliffe and the Virginia regime have been consulting lawyers, healthcare experts, even some of the very legislators who would be bypassed, in order to expand Medicaid under Obamacare. Now, according to the Washington Post, Democrat Attorney General Mark Herring is seeking a rationale to ignore the legislature and the votes of the people of Virginia. If McAuliffe and his regime are able to expand Medicaid, they'll join many of the blue states that signed on to Obamacare. They'll also be committing Virginia's taxpayers to the massive expenses coming down the pike when Obamacare is fully implemented, which continues to be put off due to upcoming elections. But here is what's plain for everybody to see. It didn't take McAuliffe and his Democrat henchmen even 6 months to start plotting to bypass the will of the voters, to kick elected Republicans to the curb, and to act like dictators in the spirit of their Democrat president. A key reason McAuliffe won the governorship was because the Republican establishment did not back his conservative opponent. Now the chickens have come home to roost, and it looks like they're going to lay some eggs.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Marsha's identity thief wasn't a stranger. It was her best friend. She put Marsha close to $100,000 in debt. Marsha ended up losing her home. Years later, it almost happened again. But this time, she was armed with the protection of LifeLock services. Shockingly, she again knew the thief trying to steal her identity. It was her son's friend attempting to get a loan in Marsha's name. With LifeLock, Marsha was able to stop this fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances. Now, Marsha found out the hard way that no one can stop all identity theft. That's why I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't think that identity theft will never happen to you. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code RUSH to get the 10% discount. That's 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There will be at least 8 new administrators next year in the Bryan School District.
The Bryan School Board filled 6 openings. Their biographies are online at WTAW.com. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he's excited to have most of the vacancies filled the first week of May.
Because in years past, we've had a couple in June and July, light hires, and so it feels good to have these positions secured with quality people before the school year is even concluded.
There will be 5 new elementary principals. 4 were hired yesterday to take over. Kemp Carver, Neil, Mitchell, and Branch. Also hired were Bryan ISD's first fine arts director and a new curriculum director. Dr. Wallace says he hopes to have a recommendation for the next athletics director in 2 weeks, and he just received the resignation of the principal at Bowen Elementary. One personnel action that won't happen this year is offering Bryan School District employees an early resignation incentive.
We're putting our money back into the students now, and this year we're going to move forward with other things, and that's not been discussed at this point, or it hasn't even been brought up by the board this year either.
The incentive was available the last 3 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station elementary school is expected to have classes today after being closed for the second time in 6 months due to a waterline leak. Southwood Valley Elementary also had no after-school program Monday because repairs were expected to take all day. Getting in and out of downtown Bryan Monday afternoon was tricky for the better part of 2 hours after a train clipped a pickup. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that was at Dodge and Finfeather.
Basically, the truck stopped at the railroad tracks. The arms came down on top of the cab of the vehicle, so the driver decided to make a U-turn because there was a vehicle on the other side of the tracks. So they did a U-turn, and as they stopped, when they turned, the train clipped the back end.
The driver of the pickup was taken to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. Crossings were blocked between Dodge and Sims while police and Union Pacific conducted separate investigations. Another Bryan intersection was closed during Monday's morning commute for more than 3 hours. Investigators were told a semi swerved to miss another vehicle. That caused the semi to roll on its side. The delay was due to the time to offload large windows to another trailer. The trucker was checked at the scene for minor injuries. One of 3 BTU employees injured during fire last week at the Atkins Street Power Plant has died. Earl Robinson passed away Sunday at a Houston hospital from critical injuries. Robinson, who was a production support operator, worked 13 and a half years with BTU. Before that, he was a minister for the Churches of Christ for more than 20 years in North Dakota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The Convention and Visitors Bureau kicked off May's Travel and Tourism Celebration Month Monday with a luncheon to award those who help grow the sector of the local economy.
We call them like the frontline service employees, so we've had a few nominations of like the bellhop or a taxi driver or the gas station worker that's just done something to really make the experience in Aggieland a little bit better.
The CVB's Jordan Meserol says you're invited to Wolfpin Creek Park next Monday to see all that's available.
Last year we had bounce houses, we had restaurants handing out food samples, we had hotels, I think we even had a limo out there, we had a fire truck out there. It's a free event, just come on out, bring the family, heck, you can maybe even get dinner out of it.
A list of this year's CVB award winners is online at WTAW.com. A record amount of outdated prescription drugs was collected at the recent Household Hazardous Waste event. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office and the Drug Enforcement Agency joins the operators of Twin Oaks Landfill twice a year. Deputy Ed Frank says outdated drugs can be dropped off anytime in the lobby of the Sheriff's Office.
The proper way to get rid of it is incinerate it, and the only way to do that is to have the DEA take it. Law enforcement's the only one that can get it, so you can't take it back to your pharmacy. They're not allowed by law. And so law enforcement's the only people that can actually take custody of it. So that's why we do it.
More than 1,400 pounds of prescriptions will be incinerated by the DEA, keeping it out of the landfill and wastewater treatment plants. Employer-provided health care plans could be going away, says a doctor with the Texas Medical Association. Dr. Bernard Swift says there's a developing trend by employers to move toward defined contribution plans and away from distribution plans. He says the biggest issue is the tax treatment of those contribution plans.
Right now, the employee insurance benefit is tax exempt, so employees do not pay tax on that. But if employers were to rescind that and instead make a cash payment to those employees, that's going to be taxable.
Dr. Swift says if Congress were to treat the payment to employees as a tax exemption, more employers would move toward the contribution plans. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now
I can do it again.
You want to start over? No, it's okay. It doesn't
matter. I am Pastor Sylvester Smith Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
It's 7:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers.
Sunshine in the forecast for today, courtesy of high pressure out over the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. There are some clouds close by, and by tomorrow they'll start to work their way into our region. But we'll have sun today, 85, partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70, turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 85. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, a low of 70. Clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm for Thursday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit, where Nick Banks from A&M Baseball has been named the SEC Freshman of the Week. A&M Golf makes it to the regionals in Raleigh, North Carolina. High school playoffs are all set, and LSU quarterback Zach Mettenberger, along with, it looks like, at least 10 others, didn't fare very well in their drug testing for the combine for the NFL. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes or so.
So a police officer in Oklahoma City stopped a guy to inquire why he was riding down the street on a bicycle with a dining room chair strapped to his back.
Well, why was he?
Well, and while they were talking, a car smashed into the back of the officer's patrol car and sped away.
Well,
yeah. Okay. So the car stopped at a filling station. Passengers got out and ran, but the backup officers caught them all. It was not reported why the bicyclist had a chair strapped to his back. That would seem to be kind of an interesting story. I mean, it just...
I'm saying.
Think that might be able to find out about that. Okay. So Switzerland's residents are the most satisfied with their lives for the second consecutive year. That, according to the Better Life Index released yesterday, the study, which is published annually by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Well, of course, they're neutral. Why wouldn't they be happy? They're not mad at anybody. Shows the United States again failed to crack the top 10. It's been four straight years we haven't done that. Somehow or other, and again, this is the happiest countries in the world, okay?
I think it's tied to their gun ownership.
It could well be. Number nine is Mexico? Okay.
Which part?
excellent point.
Which could be true with probably any of these.
Yeah, that's true.
Number eight is Finland. Number seven is Australia. Number six is Iceland. Who lives in Iceland, you know?
Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Icelandians?
That's right. Number five is Austria. Number four is Denmark. Number three is Canada. Number two is Norway. Number one is Switzerland. Patrick,
yes.
would you bring your phone in here or a camera and take a picture right now?
I'll be right over.
That? Here's the reason. If you're driving by Crystal Park Plaza this morning, they're washing our windows, which has never, ever, ever, to
really?
My knowledge, been done here. No. We recently got a new owner, and the owner is doing many things. Wait, let me raise this completely.
It scared the bejiminy out of me yesterday when I was in the sales office, and they were clanking around back there.
So we're going to take a picture of this right now, and Patrick will we'll post it on the website, but it is live radio. He's got his phone with him, too. We could call him if we knew his number, but never mind. All right.
So oh, I do.
Yeah. You've got the number of the window washer?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway. All right, so we got that, and watch for that on our website within the next few minutes as they wash the windows here. And hopefully he does it quietly.
This is rivet. No, it won't be.
Well, I know. Well, we'll see how that works, but nonetheless. All right, let's finish up. Number four is Denmark. Number three is Canada. Number two is Norway. And again, number one is Switzerland. The Better Life Index rates 34 different nations, as well as Brazil and the Russian Federation. 11 different variables having to do with education, income, quality of life, health, and life satisfaction. One of the most important factors contributing to these higher life evaluations is the presence of a healthy job market. Of the 11 nations with the highest levels of life satisfaction, 9 are among the top 10 with an employment rate that's so high. Okay, so if you're employed, you're happy, which would make sense, wouldn't it?
You're employed. Yes. Certainly.
You're employed, you have money so that you can do things. Okay, did you hear about that Supreme Court ruling?
I did. About prayers?
That's the one. That's kind of interesting.
Yes, it is.
Now, yesterday, I mean, in case you missed the news, yesterday by a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court of U.S. America decided that it's okay for things like city council meetings to begin with a prayer, even if that prayer makes heavy reference to Christianity. The town was Greece, New York. Used to open its board meetings with a moment of silence. But in 1999, when a new supervisor took over, he instituted formal prayers given by a rotating group of clergy. And what they did is, up until 2008, they'd used exclusively Christian, offering prayers that ended mentioning the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Two women, one an atheist and one Jewish, sued the city, saying it was unconstitutional to do that. The court said that the content of the prayers is irrelevant as long as officials make a good faith effort at inclusion. In the majority opinion, the swing justice was Anthony Kennedy and argued that ceremonial prayer is a tradition that dates back to the nation's founding, and the same position the Obama administration took in a brief that it filed last summer. Kennedy wrote, "The inclusion of a brief ceremonial prayer as part of a larger exercise in civic recognition suggests its purpose and effect are to acknowledge religious leaders and the institutions they represent." In dissent, Elena Kagan said the meetings ran into a contrast with the First Amendment's promise that every citizen, irrespective of his or her religion, owns an equal share of their government. So what do you think? What are they going to do now? Huh? What are we going to do now? What are we going to do in our city council meetings?
Pray.
Okay, now, but then do we take...
But can they pray before high school football games?
Do we take a demographic
sure.
of the county and rotate those people in based on the prayer givers, based on the profile of the community?
I think you make it much simpler than that. Have everyone apply, mention a denomination, and just as a matter of just pull it randomly.
Okay, why not now? Why not do a moment of silence?
Why?
Okay, well, I mean, that way, if people want to pray, then they could have their own prayer.
Okay. Well, the Constitution says from religion.
Uh-huh.
It yeah. doesn't say
yeah.
of.
I know. I understand. I'm just again, that's why I found it really interesting. I didn't even know this was coming up.
I didn't either.
For all the things they've been telling us about, I was just rather surprised when I even saw that they made the ruling on that.
An opening prayer no more establishes religion than me saying you're stupid establishes your intelligence.
Okay, sure, okay.
I can
he
say it.
He just called you stupid, Scott.
And that's fine, and that's okay. I'm all right with that, so that's fine. It's So anyway.
Wait a minute, he just called you stupid by God.
Yeah.
By God.
So we'll see how all that kind of plays out. And, I mean, I guess every one of our governmental entities has addressed this situation, and now they see that, and seems like everything's okay. But also what that might happen, cause to happen, is in some communities where there would be a small religious minority that they may decide that they want their time up there to be able to offer their prayer.
So be it.
I guess so. All right. See how all that works out. Just saying.
Now, the next question then becomes whether it's an English, Spanish, German, Russian,
well,
or
oh,
what
yeah,
language.
There is.
Increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Would you and your spouse like to be good parents? Well, before you make that your goal, just remember one thing. Good is the enemy of the best. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There are a lot of opportunities that come your way as the head coach of an NFL football team. Just ask Tony Dungy, who led the Indianapolis Colts to a Super Bowl victory in 2006. He and his wife, Lauren, felt it was important to respond to invitations from the community and use their influence to make a positive impact. But early on, the Dungys realized something important about demands on their time. Good can often be the enemy of the best. You see, all the invitations the Dungys received from the community came from organizations who were doing good work and helping people in need. The problem was, the offers never stopped coming in. And the Dungys knew saying yes to every good thing that came along meant saying no to their most important responsibility, their family. So the Dungys set boundaries to protect their time. In your own family, you'll face similar choices. Extra hours at work, promotions, time with your friends, and volunteer work may all be good things to do, but you only have a short time with your kids. And that's why when opportunities come along, even when they're good, you have to ask, is this really what's best for our family? To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you upfront, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you own or manage a business, you've got plenty of things to do besides worry about your communications technology and also the security. So why not let Suddenlink Business focus on your network so that you can focus on your business? You make one phone call, that's to Chad Cowan, 595-2413. Get the information that you need, a business solution that's perfect for your business, and it's all at the right price. You can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com and get some more information or make the call to the folks there at Suddenlink Business. New customers get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. Suddenlink Business professionals are there to help and work with you. You'll find advanced network operations centers that monitor and manage the network 24/7 so that you're connected. And Suddenlink Business uses state-of-the-art technology to make sure that you stay up and running and your business stays up and running. So get the information by either calling Chad at 595-2413 or going to suddenlinkbusiness.com. Suddenlink, with business solutions for you.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Howdy, yeah, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. Texas A&M outfielder Nick Banks was tabbed as the SEC Freshman of the Week following the Aggies winning 2 of 3 against the number 5 team in the country, the LSU Tigers, over the weekend. Banks overcame a couple drops and defensive miscues on the weekend to play a big role in A&M's series win over the Tigers. Banks went 5-for-7 with 2 doubles, 1 run, and 1 RBI. The number 11 Texas A&M men's golf team was selected as the number 4 seed at the NCAA regional tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina for golf. The selection committee revealed the numbers to complete the field for the 2014 Men's Division I Golf Championship. The local high school playoffs are set. Brian will take on Lake Travis in Game 1 of the series Friday night at 7:30 in Austin. And you can check out the triple play, by the way, that we talked about yesterday on WTAW.com. That game broadcast live on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Now, on the other side of town, top-ranked College Station is headed to New Caney Thursday to kick off their area series against Dieball. That game is at 7, and you can catch that one on Peace 107. As we get ready for the NFL draft and figure out where Johnny Football is going to be playing for the rest of his tenure, the LSU quarterback Zach Mettenberger produced a diluted urine sample at February scouting combine, a source confirmed to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. A diluted sample is usually regarded as a failed test under the NFL's drug testing program. Mettenberger's dilute sample was reported Monday by ProFootballTalk.com. Mettenberger is one of more than 10 prospective positive tests from the combine, sources told Schefter. Fox Sports reported that the Florida State defensive tackle Timmy Jernigan, LSU defensive tackle Anthony Johnson, Florida State linebacker Telvin Smith, and Kristen Jones were among the other players who failed tests. Jernigan, by the way, is projected as a first-round pick. On out to the NBA in the playoffs, the Washington Wizards and Los Angeles Clippers opened their respective conference semifinals with road victories. The Wizards popped the Pacers 102-96, and the Clippers routed the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-105. Philadelphia 76ers guard Michael Carter-Williams has been named the NBA's Rookie of the Year. San Antonio Spurs needed 7 games to outlast Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks. Tiago Splitter and the Spurs made life difficult for Nowitzki in the opening round. Now they get Nowitzki 2.0 in the Western Conference semifinals when Portland's LaMarcus Aldridge comes to town. Here's Tim Duncan on round 2 of the playoffs for the San Antonio Spurs.
It's going to be a tough series, and I think we both went through a pretty grueling first-round series. We're all going to be ready to go. We're all going to be ready to lace them up again and see what happens.
Spurs and Trailblazers tip it off tonight in San Antonio at 7. In the NHL, Pittsburgh has a 2-1 series lead in the NHL Conference semifinals, where L.A. has a 2-0 lead as well. The Pens down the New York Rangers 2-0. The Kings beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-1. In Major League Baseball, Jordan Lyles pitched 8 strong innings as the Colorado Rockies beat the Texas Rangers 8-2. Coach Ron Washington was impressed with the Rockies starter.
You got to give him credit. You know, he moved his fastball around. He had a good cutter working tonight. He threw a slider. And he got a hand to the hitters. And when he was a hand to the hitters, he was able to put them away.
Nolan Arendo also homered to extend his hitting streak to 25 games. It's the longest in the major leagues this season. Troy Tulowitzki homered twice for his first multi-homer game of the season and the 9th of his career. On out of the PGA, where Tiger Woods says his recovery from back surgery is going more slowly than expected, the world's top-ranked player says he's not sure when he's going to return to the game. In a wide-ranging blog on his website, Woods says that he remains sore from the incision spot during the March 31st operation for a pinched nerve in his back. The surgery forced him to miss the Masters for the first time. No word on his return. And finally, Texas A&M senior Allison Garrett was named to the SEC Softball Community Service Team for the 2nd straight year. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A lot of people put off major purchases such as replacement windows because, well, they just don't feel that they can trust whoever's doing the work to do a good job at a fair price. Intercon's the best company in the business replacing or upgrading windows in Bryan College Station and the surrounding area. Now, you may think that a small local company can't compete with a Lowe's or a Sears or a Home Depot, but Intercon can and will. Intercon is strictly a window company, and their employees know a lot about windows, so you can trust them to do a good job while controlling their costs. Intercon's own employees do all the installations. When you call Intercon, they make an appointment to meet you at your home. You don't have to find time to go to a big store or try to find somebody there who can answer your questions, because at Intercon, they all work around your schedule, not theirs. They'll spend as much time as you want. You don't have to be afraid that a salesman's going to put pressure on you either. Usually find that Intercon has done similar work for some of your friends or neighbors, and they want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get all your questions answered and talk to people who can reassure you that Intercon is fully capable and they can do what they need to do with a price that you'll be pleased with. Call Intercon for a pleasant experience and results that you hope for. Call Intercon at 823-3639.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. We've been saying sellers, 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 and it's a great market for them, but mm-hmm. they still need to work to make sure they get that property where it needs to be to sell it.
Absolutely. There's a couple things that sellers really need to keep in mind. One is jumpstart the process. It's going to take longer than you think it is for you to declutter, get the house ready to go. And we don't know how long this real estate cycle is going to last. I mean, we're hoping it lasts for a very long time, but take advantage of it while you can. Make sure, though, that you stay away from major remodels right now. Things are hot enough. I don't know that you're going to get your money back on those. Just do what I call a little bit of lipstick. You know what I mean? Paint, sure. Touch-ups, things like that. But the last thing I'm going to kind of group together, make sure that you really vet your agent and then you actually accept their advice. A good agent knows what they're doing. You want to make sure that you don't let an agent buy your listing by telling you that it's worth more than it really is. I use air quotes around buy. Make sure you've got somebody who knows the trends, knows the market, and can specifically show you based on comparable sales why your home's value is what it is.
And on a personal note, ZARealestate.com will do just that for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 3 minutes till. Okay. There's so many folks out there who are just oxygen thieves. You know what I'm saying? Here's one for you. Teenage driver filmed himself crashing into four vehicles, injuring five people, and has been arrested for leaving the scene of the crash. Police found him after he uploaded the video of the incident onto YouTube so that it was there for everyone to see. Sometimes they just make it too easy. It was titled, Me Driving Like an Idiot. The video shows 18-year-old Robert Kelly. Okay? Robert spelled with an extra E in there, so, you know, if you're a Robert Kelly, you don't have to be that one. Okay? You can be your own Robert Kelly without behaving the way this guy did.
Owen Kelly. I thought you meant him Robert.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know where you'd put an extra E.
Swerving in and out of lanes of traffic on New Smyrna Beach, Florida, while techno music plays. It ends after he crashes into the back of a Toyota. Police say that Kelly caused an accident that involved three additional cars, included three additional cars, after the footage ended. He was airlifted to a medical center after the accident, and he uploaded the video from his hospital bed. Just saying, once again.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I don't know if he's fat or not, but it sounds like he's got the other two going on. Mm-hmm. So there we go. And Dirty Jobs star Mike Rowe, we like him.
I love him.
Took to Facebook yesterday to announce that he's letting his new puppy name himself.
And he got a name.
Round of puppy poo bingo. On Saturday, Mr. Rowe posted a series of photos proclaiming he had adopted a 2-month-old terrier mix.